From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, August 10th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union that U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was greeted by cheers and a single boo during her scheduled town hall meeting at the McDowell Sports Complex at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy on Wednesday, August the 9th. Questions were taken at random from the audience during the hour-long meeting. Gillibrand's ideas on health care received almost nothing but praise, Bragg writes. She expressed concern about the Trump administration attacks on the judiciary and the free press. The senator encouraged people to make their voices heard on climate change issues, arguing that using social media and letters to the editor at newspapers could sway minds. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "Explain to the White House that it's real. Explain how many floods we have seen in the Hudson Valley and in the Capital Region," end quote. She advocated for job retraining programs, greater access to capital and manufacturing and startup companies, and a living wage for all jobs. Gillibrand is holding several town hall meetings around the state during the August recess. You can read that full story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the state Supreme Court has upheld a town of Rhinebeck zoning change that prevented Red Wing Sand and Gravel from expanding mining operations. The decision was issued last week, 9 years after Red Wing filed an application to develop a new site and to renew its permit for operations at a depleted mine. Town Supervisor Elizabeth Spencer said that in the decision, the judge upheld the town's zoning amendment and findings of the zoning officer and zoning board of appeals. Red Wing argued the local law was arbitrary and unconstitutional because it impeded the company's right to mine its entire property. The company intends to appeal the court's decision across the border in Columbia County in June. The town of Livingston adopted a local law prohibiting mining in its residential district. That decision was precipitated by Red Wing's application to establish a 14.3-acre sand and gravel mine along County Route 19. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that executive branch members of the Civil Service Employees Association have ratified a new 5-year contract with the state. The agreement between union leaders and Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration was reached in June. The new contract provides 2% annual raises as well as other benefits. The agreement covers more than 60,000 state government workers. The previous contract expired in March of 2016. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times Union that the Joint Commission on Public Ethics voted on August 8th to make state lobbying records slightly more transparent. The board voted to ease the process for the public to appeal information request denials through the agency's general counsel. They also voted to ease rules on students taking short-term employment with the state. There will be at least one public hearing on the new regulations before they take effect. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Melanie Lekachevic reports for the Columbia Green Media that Ravenna Mayor Bill Misoraca says the town's water is safe to drink despite its brownish color. Misoraca said, and I quote, "The water is 100% safe to use. We test it hourly, daily, weekly, and monthly. We are in constant contact with the health department, and the water has been deemed safe," end quote. He says the color comes from the pipes made in 1890 with iron and manganese that leaches into local sinks with summer heat and heavy rains, and he does not recommend using the water for washing clothes. Ravenna's chief water plant operator, Jason Leonard, said, and I quote, "We have an old system, and this time of year you start getting iron and manganese that breaks down in the pipes as the temperature begins to rise, and with an aging system, there is more buildup than in a new system. It begins to break down and the pipes are descaled. It breaks down the inside of the pipes, basically, that causes the discoloration," end quote. The town flushed its system August the 2nd and may do it again, and they are working on a long-term plan to get rid of the old pipes. Ms. Shiraka said, and I quote, "We have a plan in place to get these pipes out of the ground and replace them with plastic pipes. but it's incredibly expensive, and we are trying to find a way to do it without overburdening the taxpayers, end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Karen Tararanchi reports for WNYT-TV that all the rain this spring has caused verticillium wilt or tar spot, hurting some local tree populations. Mike Constable of Constable Tree Service explained, and I quote, "It sucks the water right out of it and affects the cambium layer of the tree. I've seen a rapid spread throughout Rensselaer County, and we actually removed an elm tree that was affected by it," end quote. The fungus is of the Rhizoma family and affects maple trees too. Since April, the National Weather Service reports that 64 of 122 days had some sort of rainfall locally. The Cornell Cooperative Extension of Rensselaer County says raking leaves near the root of trees helps prevent the fungus. The Department of Environmental Conservation also warned in a statement about other tree dangers. The statement said, and I quote, "DEC's Forest Health Team is currently conducting aerial surveys of forested areas throughout the state and have observed that the tent caterpillar is having a peak season in the northern part of the state, Tug Hill and Adirondack region, which can damage the health of trees," end quote. You can read that full story at the WNYT-TV website. Finally, anyone who wants to vote in the fall elections needs to register soon to be eligible. Voter registration applications are due August the 18th, either at an election office or postmarked in the mail to vote in the September 12th primary elections. Change of address forms are due by August 23rd to vote in September. To vote in November's general election, forms must be in by October 13th. Go to elections.ny.gov for more information. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog through 9 a.m. There will be isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny today with a temperature high near 83 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Saturday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after noon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:56 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:03 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 10th day of August 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.